Good evening. I understand that Rabbi Feldman spoke about hating Rabbonus last night. So I think we should move on to the next part of the Mishnah. The last phrase of the Mishnah attributed to Shemaya, who was one of the two leaders of the generation, and that is Al Tisvada Lo Roshus. Do not become known to the government. That's the literal translation. Do not become known to the government. Keep a low profile. That's not how the Mefarshim interprets the phrase. That's the literal translation. And there perhaps is some truth to that. But the way the Mefarshim explain it is, don't become too familiar with government officials. And they go on to list negative consequences of becoming too familiar with government officials. However, most Rishonim have a caveat. They have a disclaimer before their explanation of all the negative consequences of becoming familiar with government officials. They usually have a disclaimer saying, it doesn't apply to our government today. This only applied to the government that existed at the time of the Mishnah, at the time of Shemaya. That's what many Rishonim say. And it's unclear whether they said that because they didn't want to get into trouble with their government, or because it really was true. Was it really different? Or, if they said that, they would be in big trouble, and they wouldn't be able to continue their commentary. So that's unclear. That's unclear. But what are the negative consequences that the Rishonim describe in becoming overly familiar with the government? So, the Rabbeinu Yaina says that a person who is very close to the government, and some of the Rishonim interchange becoming familiar with government officials and actually serving as a government official. They interchange these two concepts. Apparently the consequences are similar. But becoming close with the government usually involves pitting the needs of the government or the demands of the government against the demands of Hashem. Because the government many times wants you to do things that are against the Ratzon Hashem, against the halacha, against something that a value in the Torah. And that's very dangerous, and it's very unsafe to be in that position. And so the Mishnah advises, stay away from it, so that you don't have to give in to the demands of the government, or even struggle with the demands of the government when they conflict with Torah values. That's how the Rabbeinu Yaina understands it. He says it's very difficult to maintain allegiance to the government and at the same time maintain allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the way the Rabbeinu Yaina puts it. Rashi has a bit of a different explanation. He says that the Mishnah is giving you very practical advice, because when you're friendly with somebody, you tend to think that they care about you. And you tend to rely on them when you're in need, because that's what friends are for, aren't they? But government officials are different, says Rashi, because they are close to people in order to further their political agenda. And if you are a positive component of their political agenda, then they'll be friendly to you, and they'll give you the false impression that they care about you. And it's very easy to fall into that trap and really believe that they care about you. And when you're in need, to actually rely on their help. And you won't get it, says Rashi. You will not get their help when you're in need, because the friendliness was all a facade. You're a tool in their hands for their political benefit. So beware, says Shemaya. Beware of becoming friendly with the government officials, because you're only a tool, and you don't even know it, and you'll come to believe it, and you'll come to rely on them and be disappointed and let down. That's how Rashi interprets the Mishnah. The Rambam says something similar to Rabbeinu Yaina, but with a bit of a different twist. The Rambam says that he has an observation that people who become too close to government officials or take government positions become obsessed with their political advancement. And they become so obsessed with their political advancement that they neglect their spiritual needs. He even, in a personal letter that he wrote to somebody, says that the people that he knows, the Jews, the religious Jews that he knows, that took positions high up in the government office have forfeited their Yiras Shemayim. That's his personal observation. And so he says, beware, because many times when you become an official, a government official, you're always concerned about, today it would be the polls, what are the voters? You're always thinking about, what do the voters want me to say? And that's the value that you project. That's the value that you express. You express the values that you believe will further your career. And that means compromising on many values. And we see that all the time. We see politicians going back and forth. Why are they going back and forth? Because they're measuring the political, they're measuring the political waters. And when the political desire is, and if voters want us to hear a certain thing, then they'll say that thing. When they want to hear something else, then you'll say something else. And that's a very, very common human pitfall. And the Rambam says it's a psychological pull that political action has on people, is that it draws people to this obsession with furthering the political agenda and increasing their power base. And that's why, says the Rambam, the Mishnah discourages association with government and government officials. And so, if you're thinking of running for office, I suggest that you reconsider based on Shemaiah's warning here.